Older divers are being urged to take extra care before going back into the water as the season gets underway. It follows a disturbing rise in the percentage of diving deaths involving people over 50. Figures show they're almost five times more likely to be involved in fatal incidents than divers who are younger. Our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake joining me with more on this. So, Dominic, I know I was talking to a chap who's involved in diving not so long ago. I mean, they do ask for health checks if you're over, I think, 45, but there's clearly something going on here, isn't there?
Yes, and the figures show it up, Jules. There were 11 diving deaths, sadly, last year, and eight of those people were over 50. And if you look at some context for that, 73% of those fatalities then were people over 50, but in the actual diving population, only 16% of them are over 50. So you can see the problem that the number of older divers losing their life is almost five times higher than you might expect. And it's prompted the sports governing body, the British Sub-Aqua Club, to say that diver age and related health and fitness issues are emerging as the critical factors in diving fatalities. And that's not just in the 2011 figures. This is a trend that they've been seeing over recent years.
And do we know why this is happening?
It's quite complicated. When you go through the incident reports, it's not easy to pin down to a single factor. It's thought that possible heart attacks and strokes underwater could account for some of the increase, but a lot of these incidents don't seem to have a specific age-related or medical factor. Kim Langridge is from the Professional Association of Diving Instructors, the other main body in the sport. He's a course director and owner of Island Divers over on the Isle of Wight, and still a year-round diver himself, Jules, at the age of 58. Pretty fit guy, but he thinks that a lack of general fitness amongst older divers could still be playing a part in this.
Well, I think it's probably a number of factors. One is dive fitness, particularly as we get a little bit older, and maybe after the winter, people need to focus on getting their fitness levels up. Diving in the UK, there is a lot of equipment, both to keep us warm, both that we use for the diving. And it's not uncommon to see people of all ages getting physically tired and stressed before they're even in the water. Now, obviously, if you are older and your fitness level isn't as good as it could be, then obviously this is actually starting to predispose you towards an incident.
Kim Langridge there. I mean, Kim's a positive youngster, though, Dominic, compared to some of the divers out there these days, isn't he?
Yes, that's right, Julian. There are a lot of older divers out there, but they do say that it has to come with an awareness that there's an extra element of risk. A good example is Jane Maddox from Gosport, very experienced diver, an official in the British Sub-Aqua Club. She's 64 years old, but by no means the oldest local diver. This is what she had to say to me.
I mean, it's really difficult, but speaking from a personal point of view, I know that now I'm much more conscious of having to do more exercise to keep, you know, my fitness schedule really up to speed, because I know that I'm not as fit as I was when I was a 30-year-old, but it doesn't mean that I can't be fit enough to dive.
And in some ways it's kind of encouraging that people are extending their diving career.
Yes, I mean, a few years ago, to be diving at 50 was quite extraordinary. Now we've got divers who are diving in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and I believe there is one diver in his 90s. So, you know, all power to their elbow. Let's carry on diving for as long as we can.
Could there be an element of overconfidence, do you think? What do you think on that subject?
I'm not sure that it's overconfidence. I think it's the confidence that comes with having maybe dived for many, many years, which might be the confidence that's misplaced, because what you could do, maybe as a 40-year-old, is going to be a bit stretchy as a 60-year-old.
Interesting. So, Dominic, what should older divers do to try and avoid becoming that statistic?
Well, it's similar advice from both of the big diving organisations, Julian. For anyone really going back into the water after a break, either because they haven't been diving over the winter or perhaps they're coming back to diving later in life, it's really vital that people like this bring their skills right up to date through training, and that particularly for older divers, fitness is really, really important, and also that they dive well within their limits, especially for people who haven't dived in UK waters for a while. This is Kim Langridge again.
Getting back into the pool and actually having some practice sessions, that is an excellent idea. Getting familiar with the equipment again, practicing skills, and then starting out with some shore dives. Diving in the UK is particularly challenging because of our conditions. Another common factor is people maybe after a break do a couple of dives on holiday in the Red Sea or the Maldives. They come back, buy the kit, thinking, that's it, I can get back into this. And they go from 30 metres visibility in warm water to maybe 2 metres in cold water. And that can actually be quite shocking.